The first roll is the alternating thumb roll. It sounds like this slowly. Be sure to read the text that goes with each roll that I wrote there. Each text description comes from teaching this a lot and seeing sort of the same mistakes over and over and kind of being able to anticipate what challenges you might face with this. Remember that the pattern in this alternating thumb roll is thumb index, thumb middle. And that's really the best thing to memorize is that finger pattern of thumb index, thumb middle. It's not the strings that you play, it's the order of the fingers that you use. In other words, you could play a thumb index, thumb middle pattern on different strings. Okay, let's hear the alternating thumb roll at a medium tempo. I have a tendency to put a little bounce into the roll when I play at the medium tempo. I think it brings out the music a little more, makes it a little more lively. To play at straight time would sound something like this. Usually a student can pick up the syncopation or bounce pretty well by ear. It's just putting a little extra emphasis on the first note that you pick, on really the first in the third beat of the measure, not to confuse you with that kind of thing, description, but it's the emphasis is on that thumb, the first and third beat. That's how you can get that bounce in there. Normally when you play at a medium tempo, it's often done to put a little bounce into it, and when you're playing at the faster speeds, it's more of the straight time, something like this. Okay, let me go ahead and demonstrate it at the fast speed for you. And again, this is just something to kind of know what you're shooting for, but not something that would be expected of you if you're just beginning on the banjo.